This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over!
What's up? Welcome back to Playtesty. It is episode 196. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEI. Before we get going, remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple. Rate 5 stars. Find us on YouTube. We're on the WEI channel. Got the Playtesty playlist there. Has all the videos, all the episodes in video form. So subscribe WEI, hit the thumbs up on all the videos, and find us on the socials at Playtesty on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. So we're super excited. Second straight episode with an interview. I mean, we've got these racked up. I mean, this team is just full of great dudes, and we're super excited to have Lucas Giolito on the pod for you guys today. Giolito in the midst of a rehab assignment with the Woo Sox. Looking forward to getting him back to the team soon. One or two more starts, maybe three. We'll see how it goes for him. But he is. One of the more interesting guys on the team. He's obviously a baseball player, but he's got a really interesting background, and we get into that in the interview. I'm excited for you guys to hear this one.
I love nerding out with him, talking Pokemon. We talk some RuneScape off camera. Just great time. I feel like I could just talk for hours about the nerdiest things with Giolito. So big fan. Big fan. Can't wait for him to come back. Seems close-ish to returning.
2 weeks? 3 weeks, mid-April? Maybe? Yeah.
Mid to late April. We'll see. They could take it slow.
I'm looking forward to nerding out with him with movie and TV shows. Also worth noting, Lucas Giolito, prior to engaging in conversation with him, looks like the most intimidating guy on the face of the planet. Like, he is locked in when he is going to throw. Comes back in dead serious. Sammy goes, is that a Pokemon tattoo? And then it just flips.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, oh, it's funny you asked that. Yeah. And then just started nerding out with Sammy about Pokemon.
Yeah. You guys are like, what language are you guys talking?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And yeah, he's not like a surface level with any, like, he has legitimate knowledge about all of the stuff that, like, he could go on for hours with this stuff. But let's get right into it. We'll circle back with you guys after the interview. We'll listen along, and we'll circle back for a little outro for you guys. But till then, here's our interview with Lucas Giolito.
All right, we're here with Red Sox starting pitcher Lucas Giolito. First off, Lucas, how are you feeling? When do you think that Sox fans can expect to see you this year? Obviously, we've been watching you. You've been letting it eat in the bullpens and on the side field mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. I definitely feel a level of disappointment considering how well my rehab was going, and then to have that little flare up in my hamstring was definitely super annoying. But I'm throwing two innings tomorrow, so keep ramping up from there, and should be back very soon.
Awesome.
So I notice you have a Cubone tattoo on your arm, Pokemon fans out there. Can you give us the backstory? Why Cubone specifically?
So Cubone's definitely my favorite Pokemon. We were talking about it earlier. There is a very sad story involved with, his skeleton headpiece, which we don't have to get into right now, but I was a massive Pokemon fan growing up. It was like my favorite show, the anime, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. All I wanted to do was watch the VHS tapes on repeat. And then I got into playing the games, and I put a lot of hours into a bunch of the different generations of the games, but the only shiny I ever caught was a Cubone. So I thought I would commemorate that with a tattoo on my left arm.
Love it. A follow-up Pokemon question. If you were a Pokemon, what would your typing be?
Oh, wow.
Heavy hitter.
That's a good one. Oh, man.
Dual or single?
Just by choice, what would I like to be?
Yeah, you pick. What fits
Dragon and Ice.
Dragon and Ice.
Yeah.
They're that's tough, because Ice beats Dragon, but why Dragon and Ice?
Because I feel like I'm covering a lot of bases if I'm going into Elite Four fight.
Yeah, you'd have really good offense.
Yeah.
Pretty defense might be tough. Oh, yeah, but good offense.
I never played, you were talking about a Nuzlocke, right?
Yeah.
I was a kid, so I would play the games where I would just grind and then get my starter as high as possible, and then get a Pidgeotto or Pidgeot as high as possible, and that's my flying type, and I would just overmatch with just pure strength. I never used Sword Dance. I never used any of the
setup.
Yeah, so it's funny when I watch a YouTube video about Pokemon now, and I see how much strategy is involved, especially in competitive play. I'm like, wow, I never played like that at all. Yeah. It's anytime I caught a Pokemon and it had a status effect move, I was like, this is garbage. Let me throw an HM on there or something like that. So
yeah. This is so in the weeds. People are going to love this. Or be like,
they're going to have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
A Nuzlocke?
Bunch of nerd shit. But yeah, that's who I am at my core for sure.
Love it. All right, we'll do 20 more Pokemon things when the season starts. More to come.
I've been counting down the days to ask you this question. This will be the hardest question you have all spring training. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Letterboxd?
I am, yes. I don't have my own. My brother does. Yeah.
Top 4 films of all time.
You want me to do top 4?
4, yeah.
Off the top of my head. Saving Private Ryan's my favorite.
Okay.
Yes,
I
like
that. Thank you. I told you.
Oh, that's a hard one. See, Saving Private Ryan. I'm drawing blanks. Personally for me, Full Metal Jacket.
Great answer. Yep.
But the first half mainly. It's still the first half of that movie is so good that it makes it in. I'd have to think so hard.
Godfather,
I have to do something Scorsese. Goodfellas, probably.
Okay.
From Scorsese. Yeah. I like Apocalypse Now more than the Godfather series. I think the Godfather is brilliant, but as far as, that director, I'm going to go with Apocalypse Now. Is that 4 or 3? That's 4?
Yeah.
I'll go with those.
That counts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we asked Robert Stock that question because he's also a big movie guy.
Yeah.
We're both huge fans of Martin McDonagh. So he had 7 Psychopaths.
Oh, yeah.
I said In Bruges. Love In Bruges.
Yeah.
He said Lord of the Rings. We let him count that as 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a big Lord of the Rings fan.
And Gladiator was his number 1.
Gladiator?
Gladiator, yeah.
Yeah, Gladiator 2 kind of came up short. That wasn't the best watch.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was fine.
So I got to ask about last year's bobblehead. The Lucas Giolito Marble Rye bobblehead. Were you involved in that at all? Did they give you a box?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the bobblehead from last year?
I don't think it worked out you know, it was going to be like a bigger thing because if I was actually playing, but it was really, really cool. My grandfather was an actor. He was on Seinfeld. His character's name was Henry Ross. And so I think it was like early, like soon after I signed, like the marketing team reached out to me like, hey, we want to do like a Seinfeld type thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm all for it. That's great. You know, kind of commemorate my grandfather a little bit and his character.
That was, yeah. One of, I've got one of those at home. It's a great bobblehead. The marble rice scene in Seinfeld where Jerry, what is he? Yeah, he chases down, what does he chase down the lady or run from the lady? No, he chases down the lady with the marble rye. It's one of the best scenes in Seinfeld. Okay, on to the good stuff. And I feel like you could have a lot of answers in particular for this one. But outside of baseball, what do you consider yourself an expert in?
Video games.
What do you play?
Pretty high level. I, as far as like an expert at like playing Rocket League, I'm washed though. I was really good like 2016, 2017 was my peak. And then the new generation of kids came in and like that's the skill ceiling of that game is just like endless. So I hit my level and that was that. That's that game I probably have more hours in than any other game. But like my knowledge of video games is relatively vast just because I grew up around it. My dad was a producer at Electronic Arts. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. All I wanted to do as a kid was go to his studio and like watch games being made.
What games did he work with?
His big franchise was Medal of Honor.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, he did Medal of Honor, Medal of Honor 2, Allied Assault was like the big one on PC, and then it got ported, and that was Medal of Honor Frontline for, you know, all the systems at the time. And yeah, that was like the Call of Duty before Call of Duty. So yeah, that was video games, and that culture has always been very ingrained, and I'm a big fan.
Cool jobs running your family.
I guess that's so crazy. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, completely different question. Give me your most controversial hot, like a hot take about food, anything food related.
Just a hot take about food.
Hot take, like what do you like Roman Anthony said, get rid of ketchup entirely.
Oh, okay.
Which I like.
That's a good one.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, I was in Chicago so long, like those hot dogs, like you can't put ketchup on those things.
No, they like yell at you.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. I'm trying to think like my most controversial.
It's a sneaky hard question. I couldn't answer. We were talking about it earlier. I had no idea.
Don't cook a steak past medium rare.
Yeah. Yes. Like, yes.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's unless it's like really bad quality meat. Like if you're getting like a, you know, something
for
from,
safety. For safety. Or
for safety. Yeah. If like you're like, okay, I don't know about this thing. Sure. Like burn it. It just because you need the calories, but
otherwise jail time.
If you go to a steakhouse and you're going medium and above, I just. It makes me cringe a little bit.
Get a burger at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, burger, sure. Like, smash burgers are well done anyways, but, like, a steak, you got to go medium rare or, you know, less than that if that's your preference.
Have you seen The Town?
Yeah.
Okay.
A long time ago. I'm not going to be able to quote it. Or
no. Whose car are we taking? you can pick three guys to rob Fenway with and a getaway driver on your team. Or involved in the team, because we got a good answer the other day. Who are the three guys who are you going in with? Who's your getaway driver and why?
Three guys I'm going in with? Dang, this is like, I have to like think about everyone's personalities. Walker Buehler's come in. He's got some wild card aspects to him. I think he's going to be ready. You know, he's good under pressure. We saw that in the World Series. Let me think.
There's been a pretty popular answer for the getaway driver. I'm curious to see if you say it.
Getaway driver?
Guy with a big car. Multiple, maybe.
Oh, Araltis?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me too many hints. I was thinking, like, who can, like, drive fast and sneaky, but... I'd pick Araldis if that it'd be a whole different scenario. It'd have to be like a zombie apocalypse situation. I want to get in his car.
I am legend.
And just cruise down the highway. But yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, you're going to be driving away in a tank. So that's like a guns blazing type of getaway.
Like you're caught and you need to like
Ben Affleck Batmobile.
Yeah. Two more guys to come in for the robbery. I got to say, Garrett Whitlock is not going to want to, but I feel like he's going to like maintain a cool head. He's very planned out. He's very calm. So that might be a good thing for us to have in there. And then probably Jaren Duran, just to get a little fiery. Like, he'll be ready to yell at everybody and scare everybody.
That's been the
He's got all the tattoos. It's going to freak everyone out.
Yeah. I think the most common ones we got were Aroldis is the getaway driver. Mm. Richard Fitz was a common one.
Duran
was super common.
Why Fitzy?
Distraction. That was, he was going to like distract.
That was the reasoning on everyone.
Nice.
Distraction.
Yeah. It's like it's a mix of like strategy and athleticism.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you put together the team.
Yeah, I don't know if I had the best team, but it'll work out pretty good. I don't think I'd be any good in there. I don't know how to rob a bank.
We asked Murph, and he just picked the four biggest guys on the team. He took Fitz, Chapman, Casas, and...
Fitz?
McCrochet.
Maybe it was McCrochet.
One of the bigger guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want a smaller guy who can like hide and...
That's like,
well, there's two strategies.
Sedan has not been picked yet, and that's blowing my mind.
Oh, yeah. Some agility. Really quick and agile. Yeah.
Hamilton.
There's two schools of thought, because you could go intimidation, or you could go like quickness, agility. Just depends on how you think you're going to go.
Yeah. Either way, we're Robin Fenway.
Either way, we're Robin Fenway.
Nice.
Lucas, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I appreciate it.
All right, big shout out to Lucas Giolito, Red Sox starting pitcher, for jumping on the podcast with us. It was super exciting to get him on. I'd done an interview with him and Bradfo for Baseball Isn't Boring right at the end of last season. It was where he said that he was going to try to recruit Max Fried, he said he'd already started recruiting Max Fried to try and sign with the Red Sox. And we know he did that, put his best foot forward there. But shout out to him for that, but also for jumping on with us. Again, I just think he's one of the most interesting dudes who has so many off the field interests that again, you don't always get to hear about this with guys. And it was really cool to hear about everything that Lucas is interested in.
Yeah. He's not your average athlete. He's not what you would think of as like, this is what a major league pitcher is into. He's very different. And I mean that in an endearing way. So, one of the more fun ones for me. I think it was pretty clear. I was having a great time with the Pokemon stuff. Dragon and Ice, kind of overpowered, but we'll let it slide. Offensively, especially, that would just do so much work. in competitive battling format. You guys know, like, the newer generations. You guys know what I'm talking about. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. Mad respect to Lucas Giolito for being himself. I think that's cool.
Yeah, he's like one of my best friends, like, in high school. Shut up, Murph. The nerdiest kid I ever met, and he was a disgusting pitcher. I like my pitchers being a little nerdy, a little bit different. It's refreshing. And this guy just loving Pokemon and loving movies and TV shows. And he said he's an expert in video games because his dad worked at, like, a video game production. Yeah. And he was just like, I just love that. He's just like a down to earth guy. Like, hey, I like playing video games too, dude. I don't make millions of dollars, but I like playing video games. It's cool. It's a pastime of mine, a little hobby. But now Lucas is awesome. I look forward to kind of getting him a couple more times because he's just a content machine.
Yeah, and such an interesting family that he comes from. Like, of course, like, he's obviously got the relation to George Costanza's almost father-in-law in Seinfeld, led to the bobblehead that we talked about with him that I'd been wanting to ask him about for like a year, and I forgot to do it on the pod with Bradfo. So I made a mental note that whenever we did get to talk to Giolito on Play Tessie, I was going to make sure to ask about that because I love the marble rye scene in Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld in general. I think it's super cool that there is a relative of a Seinfeld character pitching for the Red Sox. But to Pat's point from before the pod, I just want to harp on this again. If you see Lucas Giolito walking around at Fenway, if he's getting his work in, or maybe like you see him on the streets of Boston or whatever, like, the guy is giant. He is huge. There's a picture. We did like a social clip with him last year. It was me on film with him, and I'm basically looking up to the sky looking at him. It's honestly, it's emasculating how much shorter I am. I'm serious though. If you talk to him, like, if you get an autograph or something, like, he'll be the nicest guy. He's a good guy, but you do have to get his attention and then he'll be nice. But like, if you just see him walking around, like, he's down to business. He's going to do his thing. Like, he's here to get his work in. But he's definitely down to have a good conversation about baseball or not baseball. Like, he's just I enjoyed talking about the off the field type stuff with him.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Wow, there's that.
Oh, my God.
You do look quite shorter than him. I mean, he is in the foreground more than you, so
it's a problem. Maybe. It's double trouble.
Dude, yeah. if his leg was positioned kind of behind your right leg, I would buy that he was a ventriloquist and you were his puppet. Like, that's how small you look next to Lucas Giolito.
I bought shoes that had a little bit of extra oomph on the bottom going into spring training because of this interview from last year. And let's be real. Lucas Giolito is not the only mega tall player the Red Sox have. He's not the only mega tall player the Red Sox have that we talked to. We just had the crazy discovery of chairs. So like, we didn't look that short next to Garrett Crochet because we were sitting. We didn't look that short next to Lucas Giolito because we were sitting. There's other guys on this team like Richard Fitz, super tall. Oh my God, the Red Sox. I mean, I remember at the end of the season last year, Alex Cora was like, "We need some horses, some big dudes in this pitching staff that can make it through a season." And by God, the Red Sox have some massive pitchers on this team.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett Crochet, huge. Cooper Criswell, big dude. Who else?
Whitlock and Hauger, both.
Yeah,
really Whitlock. Tall.
Then you Liam Hendricks, who's not a super tall guy, but he's like beefy. He's a big dude.
Beefy dude. Hey, man. We love a beefy dude.
Yeah. Why do you think that Gordo and Sammy love to interview Chris Murphy so much? They look very tall next to Chris.
I'll never get over my Ken Rosenthal interview audio not working. That was my favorite one ever because I looked huge. I looked like a giant next to that guy. And then we went up to go watch the footage, no audio. So that interview will never see the light of day. I'll never even get to hear it.
Yeah. And people will never know that you actually were shorter and older than Ken Rosenthal. It's crazy. I mean, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eyes when Ken told you his age. And you're like, wow, I got 6 years on you.
It's crazy. Like, you were on a freshman when I was a senior. That's pretty dope, man.
Yeah. In hindsight, we should have taken a page out of Ken Rosenthal's playbook. There's a reason that he's always in the camera well when he's on TV. We should have just thought, like, oh, we should sit when we interview people.
Crazy. Yeah.
But well, good thing one of us came up with that idea. Good thing,
props
right?
To you, Sammy. I give you some applause.
I too felt emasculated by these gigantic. You know which one looked really bad last year was Garrett Cooper. He looked like it was so much bigger than me. It was just sad, but whatever, dude. We're here for content. We're not baseball players. We don't have to be giant mammoth of men. We can just do this seated from home.
Come on, Sammy. You don't see all the Red Sox fans who think I'm a player. They're all asking me for my autograph, and I have to be like, I don't play for the team. I promise. I would sign your stuff if I did. It happens every single time we're at Fenway, man. Every single time.
Yeah. They're like, that guy's got a cannon.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it there. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Episode 196 of Play Tessie. And huge shout out again to Lucas Giolito for making the time to jump on with us. We really appreciate it. But till next time, this is what do I do here? Thanks. No, subscribe. That's what I do here. God, I'm tired, man. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, rate 5 stars. You know the drill on YouTube, on the WEI page. Play Tessie playlist or something. Thumbs up. Subscribe WEI. Find us on the socials. at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it's Gordo here. Appreciate Lucas Giolito again. This has been episode 196 of Play Tessie. Thanks for tuning into this one. We'll be back in a couple days. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.